This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
We've shut it down on the old text line, but you can still go to our HMS Instagram page and win tool tickets. HMS underscore tool tickets underscore 98 underscore Brady underscore John underscore Richard underscore Toledo underscore Larry underscore neighbors underscore LGE underscore the American flag underscore Camelback.
I didn't get an underscore.
Underscore. That's it. You are an underscore. Underscore, underscore. Because he's not taller than the underscore. So there you go. That's that. And if you want to get on there, you can win tool tickets as well. Today's Rock Wars, I won the last one, so I'll just give out the topic right away, right here. It's a glorious thing. Of course, Brady Lecter told us that he used to torture animals for his amusement in his basement and in a tank.
I hear the lambs.
The little fella. And for all the weirdos that want a tank of death in their home to call it nature inside, so they can sit and giggle and watch blood, the bloodshed. They need a little theme for their child. So if you've got one of those Brady-type Brady Lecter kids, a little theme song for that boy while he pours in the animals that are, by God's hand, being tortured and thrown in with the death piranha in Brady's. If you weren't listening, Brady used to have a piranha tank and used to like pouring animals inside and then inviting people
goldfish
over. Yeah, goldfish are animals, Brady.
Couple of comments.
One bluegill.
John, I guess now we know what Brady was planning on doing with all those babies that his mom was housing as pregnant teens.
God knows what was going on in that thing. There's a movie called 10,000 Maniacs or something, something, and they used to invite people over and do horrible things to them. Rolled a pregnant woman down a hill in a barrel with half the barrel had nails on one side and the other half didn't, and they rolled her down this big hill. Then they tied her legs together when she was trying to give birth and stuff, and it blew her open. Well, all these weird West Virginia rednecks just stared and giggled. And then they went inside and watched their youngest pour goldfish into a piranha tank. Same thing. We need a theme song for Brady Lecter, the young boy, murderous rampage.
Brady, so when you pound it out with your Dutch brothers, dude, are you talking about the piranha murders?
You know what I'd like to see? Piranha and a cup of this ice brew. Fighting some goldfish. I wonder if they could see. It's like being in muddy water. I'll get a camera set up. We'll get that done.
So there you go. You can help out. Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can do 585-9800. Call us up.
He's
you can
already
text 97936. I bet you I know what it is,
of
too.
Course.
I know what it is.
I bet you do.
We'll see. But you get all those chances in there. And you get the text 97936 or Facebook and all the other things. Give us your suggestions and we'll have Rock Wars next.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!
K-U-P-D.
All right, it's time, beautiful Wednesday morning, for the musical Battle of Supremacy. It's Rock Wars. We sit and stare right at Brady as he opened up to us about his childhood, pregnant girls from some other land running all over the place, many, many, many animal deaths, cage matches between nature. And there he was, young man, staring into his tanks of death, pretending it's completely normal. Oh, what song played in Brady's brain? The song that played for Brady Lecter as he danced around what he considered a normal situation, feeding living things to other living things and watching the turmoil that ensued. I read a lot about serial killers, and that is kind of how they all start. Ed Gein's famous quote, I just like to watch things die.
I know Dahmer dissected some animals.
Oh, yeah. One guy emailed me and said his sister likes to find dead animals and open them up.
Exactly.
Hopefully she's just going to be a doctor.
Yeah, let's just hope she's got a huge love of anatomy. Let's just take a look inside. I remember the first time my dad gutted a fish in front of me, and I was like, oh, what are you doing? We got grocery stores. And he's like, yeah, it's natural. There's nothing natural about this. We got a Safeway a mile from the house. And he opened its gut. It's been eating salmon eggs. You fed him salmon eggs. There aren't any salmon around here. I know. It means the fisherman has spilled some salmon eggs in here. Well, big surprise. That's what you've been throwing at him the whole time.
That's
probably put a hitch in my hunting lifestyle in ninth grade when I had to gut the antelope I shot in Wyoming. Yeah. Like, you know, I liked it all the way up until then.
Yeah. Fourth grade opening the garage with Sammy Armijo.
But it was delicious.
Two mule deer were caped over ladders without any insides when I came home from school. Yeah. Sammy just ran. Sammy literally just ran away. I didn't know that. That's exactly what happened. I just, mijo. I'm like, it's okay, Sammy. I'll just get my glove and, oh my God. Sammy was right. I lived with Sammy for 8 months because my dad had two dead animals over ladders in our garage. He and his buddy got a couple of mule deer. Oh, just don't be a baby.
You never went hunting with your dad, huh? All those.
I did. I went to.
He's such a big hunter.
Dove hunting with him a couple of times. And, I would just drag him down. I mean, he was going on some real hunts. You don't want some kid tagging along.
Well, now you're an adult, though. You can handle
it. I don't want to go. It's a grocery store, like right down the street. I'm not hungry for
you
that.
You think he deterred you with all his
hunting? Oh, I'm positive. I was 3 years old when he first gutted a rabbit in front of me.
Yeah, it's like when your parents smoke and you don't want
to. Yeah, I don't want to do that. Gross. That's why I think if you had a videotape of yourself and your beloved wife making love, you could show that to your teenage kids and they'd never have sex again. Before you go out on this HOCO night, I hope you guys have a good time. Let me just pop in this little tape here of your mother and I making sweet, sweet love in night vision.
What if it works the opposite?
Well, then you've got a serial killer on your hands like Brady.
I like when Bunny and Torp make love. It's the right thing.
Brady, I'll let you go first since it's you that tortured all these
animals. Let me just take it right off the table. I went with the first song that popped in my head because I played it.
While you were doing it?
Yes.
Oh, did you? You actually had a soundtrack? Well, this might as well be.
The superstar group of Barnes & Barnes. The song is Fish Heads. Oh, God. Dr. Demento.
You are. There's something wrong with you.
If you listen to this while you were doing that, you are nuts.
There you are. It's beyond nuts. Oh, Larry's here. Larry McFeely.
Larry!
Bill Paxton was in the video.
Of Fish Heads?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Really?
Yes. Yeah.
A little known fact there, Norm.
It's an interesting little tidbit.
Awesome.
I took a fish. Can you picture Brady as a child? Same size, same shape as he is right now, only with a child's features. Pouring one goldfish at a time and just watching the piranha destroy it. Then the next. And that poor fifth or sixth goldfish that's in the bag that just watched all of his friends go in.
Is that the chipmunk singing that?
Fish heads. No, it's actual fish.
Oh.
And Bill Paxton, evidently.
And Barnes and Barnes.
Yikes. Eric, go ahead. I'm more afraid of
Top
you than
that.
I've ever been.
Well, my lyrics fit perfectly, and it is rock, so hopefully I can overtake Fish Heads. Some of the lyrics, it's animal living in the human zoo, feeling like a Christian, locked in a cage, thrown to the lions.
Ooh.
If you want blood, you got it, by AC/DC.
Oh, there you go.
Daniel in the lion's den.
That's right.
That's what was going on in your room.
You evidently learned. Went all biblical.
I wonder if that's what happened. Brady's hearing all this gory biblical crap.
By the way, good job, Eric. This is a promotion for the Night of the Singing Dead. If You Want Blood is one of the songs where
it's on there. Oh, nice.
October 25th, CD Live at Desert Ridge, Night of the Singing Dead.
It's Fish Heads?
No, Fish Heads not on the queue yet.
A little preview.
Yeah, it's nice. Well done. It's a double promotion there.
Nice.
I chose, based on the fact that I just watched El Camino, and there's a scene where Todd, the lunatic Todd, who kind of reminds me of Brady in a weird way. It's true. He's got a terrarium.
Wait, the new Todd, he's put on a little weight.
He's a little chubbier, but it's just even still, kind of his demeanor is rose colors, no matter how bad things are getting. Todd drives around singing like 70s or 80s yacht rock songs with the most horrific things going on just inches from him. And like he literally has a dead body in a car, and he's going about 35 miles an hour with his hand out the window doing that airwave thing as he drives the car. And sing "Spending the Night Together."
He's enjoying his day,
and he's just
rose-colored glasses.
It is rose-colored glasses. So I thought that's kind of the angle I think Brady would take. And considering his first concert was some weird near rape from some neighbor or something when he saw bread. I think Make It With You, because he eventually ended up masturbating to fish tanks and stuff. There's a lot of tie-ins here. While Brady watched fish get slaughtered one after another, the Holocaust of goldfish. I can just picture his little 5'8", 260-pound, 12-year-old body. Just pounding his meat.
Where the love began.
Mm-hmm.
I was so high at that bread concert.
Did you see it as
my cousin Jeff and Uncle Mike?
Yeah. You see it as romance. You believe things that the death of several goldfish for your entertainment, your amusement. He's the Caesar of his little tank.
I'm just gonna take my trousers off.
Maybe those three surviving piranha were a throuple. That's where the love really came in. They killed the other ones. They thruppled up.
It's that love triangle going on. Then it went down to twins 3 months later.
Then it was, yeah, it was just boyfriend, girlfriend.
Then it was solo.
I picture when Brady first started masturbating, it sounds like a baby trying to roll over. Noise. Oh, he's trying to roll over.
No, I bugled like an elk.
Really?
When you rolled over? Or when you first masturbated?
Yeah.
Oh. Can you roll over?
I can't.
See you on your back like a roach.
Bugled like an elk. With all those people in your house? Oh, don't want man. That, man. Can't make that much noise. Somebody will come a-running.
You have a mot. Give us all those out of there! I'm trying to plan the next. Trying to plan the execution of a sixth grade teacher. What's wrong with that fat one?
Olive wanting to help you.
I got it.
Bunny, I'm out of smokes.
Brady, do you want to go down to the basement and feed the fish other living things for entertainment?
You know it, Olive.
Let's watch stuff die today, Brady.
Okay. Magid, Samad, Albert.
Right.
They all could not. They're like, why do you have your pets in your house?
Yeah.
It's the filthiest right. thing. Dogs, cats.
Because they eat stuff. That's why.
Brady, shut up inside of there. I'm trying to whack off the drill hole to sister's room.
Need smokes.
There was probably a small little eye-sized hole of smoke going into your sister's room all the time.
That's right, Amy. Towel it all down.
What you doing, Samad?
Watching your sister become a woman?
I'm going to ask her.
She knows. Don't bring it up.
She's well aware.
You, the thing you were doing in your house, killing all those animals, the third worst thing that was going on. I mean, first, dietary restrictions. We really needed to keep an eye on that. Second, the constant eye rape of your sister by Samad the smoker. Third, you murdering every natural thing that you could find and stuff in there. It's crazy. Like I've always said, those people that always have, you know, they've got cats and birds together. So why do you do that? Because natural predators sitting right in that cage, just ready to be eaten, can't get in.
Yeah, it's like the lions and the zebras right next to each other.
Yeah, they put a chain link fence between, or glass. We're still
a moat.
Glass. Who will win? Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can vote there. You can call us 585-9800. You can text 97936, the word wars, or Facebook, any other way you choose. We'll find out who the winner of Rock Wars is this week.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Right in the middle of Rock Wars. Today, Brady confessed to tons of nature murders as a child. So we did a thing for Brady Lecter while he poured little baby helpless fish into his cage of piranhas. Illegal in 43 states.
Stacking the ballot box.
I just saw it. Didn't take one call, did he? Cheater. Oh, and he won. Imagine that. Didn't get a single vote on email, but he got managed to nail the phone.
I will go for him, though. The one call he did get, unfortunately, I'm going to have to vote for Eric.
All right, so he got that one. Eric chose AC/DC's Let There Be Blood, If You Want Blood.
If you want blood, you got it. If you're singing blood, this song. You don't even know what the hell
it is. I'm trying to hurt your chances here. Oh, don't you get that by now? But we will be singing it Night of the Singing Dead, October 25th, CB Live. Tickets available at 98kupd.com and cblive.com. Many VIP packages. It's going to be fun. Costumes, all that stuff. Going to have a great time. All the singers of all the bands we're doing will be dead. And if they weren't, they would be afterwards. Brady chose Fish Heads by Barnes & Barnes. Because if you thought he was creepy before, now you will
take it over the top.
I chose Breads, Want to Make It With You, because I feel like Brady finds this to be a sexual thing. And if you got a psychiatrist in on this thing, there'd be a whole bunch of avenues of gross that you'd have to go down on. Why Brady beats off to Fish Tanks, we've discovered that. Bread was his first concert with two other men, relatives. It's just weird. All of it ties back to all this feeding animals to each other in his house and calling it nature.
What do you do without the fish tank now? Like, how do you masturbate?
Yeah.
There's still plenty of ways to do it,
Eric. Are you sure?
Yeah, what's your preference if fish tanks weren't invented?
Stranger.
Bird cages.
Yeah, do you have another
terrariums,
animal to go to?
Anything.
Ant farms.
Anything that inhibits the ambulatory nature of an animal. I just go to the pet stores.
You got cats and dogs, I guess.
Chains, leashes.
Does it in public at pet stores.
Enclosures of any kind.
No, I go to the private room to see the pet.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You need a pet? No? No, I'm okay, bro.
He comes by every day and wants to take a pet into the room.
Uh-oh, what's wrong?
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's already chosen his number. He's got to go. John Gordon's busy.
Oh, where's he
got
to go?
What's
he going to go wrangle a tent, I
think.
Oh,
tent
yeah.
Anyway. All right, anyway, what are you going to do? Eric chose the leather. I chose the bread. Make it with you. And the votes are flying in. Eric cheated on the phones and won.
I did not cheat. No. I had more votes than you guys.
1-0. You answered it once, and then you added 11 calls. Brady won the emails on a comeback, 10-8 over me. Eric got nothing, and it just kept. It might be some sense, but it says, "A good God, are we sure Brady didn't kill Eric's mother?" I'll vote for Eric just because. John, I pick you not for the song, but the way you described, I envisioned 12-year-old Brady doing exactly what you said, and it made the most sense. Whacking off to Goldfish getting eaten by a bunch of piranha. This one says, John, it's yours, but I also understand why Brady couldn't hate Hitler. He pretended that piranha were the Gestapo and everything else were the Jews. That's right. You made your own little tank of World War II. This one says, I'm disappointed. I was hoping one of you would pick Goodbye Horses. Yeah, we kind of banned that one off the air. I'm sure Brady was doing something weird with his wiener for sure, because that's what you do when you watch animals die for your entertainment. That's what I think. This time I got to go with Brady out of pity. I picture him as a plump teenager listening to his hi-fi with his headphones on and dancing in front of a mirror and his orange shag carpet to the Kinks. And then the love song comes on. Time to feed the fish. That's gross. I'm going to put my vote in for Brady just because I'm a little bit afraid of him and I don't want to make him upset. It says, John, I'm voting for you. You watched El Camino. What did you think? I loved it as an episode of Breaking Bad. I thought it was like a great episode of Breaking Bad. As a movie, what are you going to do? But I can't wait for the sitcom that will follow in a few years called Jesse in Alaska.
Was it an after-school special for Breaking Bad?
No, it's a really great episode of Breaking Bad. But it's not like movie quality. You go to the movies, you'd be like, meh. But as far as an episode of a show you love, it was really good. I love the Brady pick. I sing it every time I walk past fish in the grocery store. Unlike Brady, I can contain myself from whacking off or trying to feed those things to other things. Speaking of, what did the blind man say when he walked past the fish market, Brady? Hello, ladies. Yeah. I got to go with Brady. Whatever the hell abomination he picked is exactly what I imagined playing in the background. Just didn't know how awful that sound was. Only man himself would know that song and think about this at this time. Very true. There you go. What do you got on the stuff over there?
Right now we've got Eric has the text by about 5% over Brady. Brady making a strong comeback. And then on Facebook, Eric owns that as well.
All right. There you go. We got them all. 1-6, John.
He already picked number 5.
Oh, he already picked number 5, and that is? Email, which is Brady's. Brady's
got yes, fish rock and roll, Eric.
Fish garbage.
Fish Heads plays.
Do they have a Fish Heads metal version?
No.
They might.
I bet Gore did something.
It's you know what? You can act like it's not metal. It's as metal gets, this song, because it is disturbing. You can say dark this, dark that, but Fishheads is the weirdest thing.
I was just curious if they had a metal version.
I'm sure some idiot's done that, but you can't top the classic of Fishheads to begin with. All right, it's time now for Brady to entertain us all and to get us out of here.
Ooh, they're recommending that dress up as a goldfish for Halloween.
Who's recommending?
The listeners.
Oh. And then Ronnie can be a piranha.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Got this all figured out.
About the other way around.
I just want to be there for the explanation to Kirby.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You got upset about that.
No. I'm the eater. She's my victim. Nature.
All right, Mike Pence. Settle down over there. We get your nature world. Anyway, it's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends over there at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. I'm going to go get all this allergy snot knocked out of me later today and work my ass off the best I can and have fun doing it. Are you doing that with your workouts? I bet you're not. They've got all sorts of stuff up there that will challenge you in ways you can't imagine and also make you think, wow, I didn't know I was capable of that. It's an achievement. It's not a workout. It's unbelievable what you're doing up there, challenging yourself in new ways that are exciting and fun, and you'll leave that place thinking, man, I don't want to leave. I want to stay. It makes you want more, and nothing about a gym situation ever does that. So you can get on the treadmill, and you can do your thing and feel good about yourself, or you can challenge yourself just a little bit more and learn something in the process. React Defense is also a system of self-defense that is tried and true, been around for years and years and years. It continues to grow and evolve each and every day with the lunacy that goes on around us and the stuff that happens. Are you prepared to take care of yourself or the people you care about around you? I feel a whole bunch better about that since I've been going there than I did before. That is for sure. Be a sheepdog, not one of the sheep. It's easy. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Neil Patrick Harris has joined the cast of the fourth Matrix movie.
Oh, no.
Not much is known about it yet, but Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are both returning.
Why you owe no one for Neil Patrick Harris?
It's not Neil Patrick Harris. Well, because oh no, that's a bad signing, because come on. There's one good Matrix movie.
He was good in that,
I like
Gone
him.
Girl?
Yeah.
Remember he was?
I like him. I think he's fine, but it's just this, oh no, we're just doing this now.
They shouldn't be doing another Matrix.
Another Matrix is the real oh no, and then put Neil Patrick Harris in it. And I like him. It was the trilogy was awful. The first one is just like mind-blowingly great. Second one has some cool special effects, but monumental pile of crap. And that third one is just awful.
Steven Spielberg made a remark about the movies because of the revenue that's been happening, saying Netflix is taking a lot of that revenue from the movies.
Right. Very astute observation, Mr. Spielberg.
Ed Norton disagrees. Yeah. He says the problem with it's the theater's fault. He goes, if you look around the country and these theater chains, because there's like, what's he going with this? Saying they are not showing, first of all, you go to a movie theater back then because you could experience something.
Back when?
When the movies start happening and when TVs came out, a movie theater, you're seeing that movie. It was a much better experience. He's saying the equipment now and a lot of these theater chains, they're not showing it the way it's supposed
to. They're behind the times.
Yeah, they're not updating the equipment.
You always think
that. And they tested theaters, and sure enough, they're showing the quality of the picture coming out.
Right.
Yeah. The sound.
Is that it, though? Are you going for that?
He goes, what the difference is you are, and the tickets are expensive, but if you're going in there, it's a big difference between watching it at home and then going to the theater.
Oh, sure.
If you got the 4K, UHD.
Difference is now, yeah,
TV.
But the bottom line is the theater experience, you don't know the difference between what it could look like and what you're actually watching.
But this is his point. He says he took an example. He went to a theater and they did the testing on the definition, the lighting and all that.
Right.
And it was at half of what it's supposed to be viewed at.
Right.
And if you took that same picture and put it on what it was intended to be
watched. But you don't know intention. But you wouldn't know the intention. If a movie's shown to you, you're like, oh, they intended it to be much brighter. You don't know that. So you're just watching what's given to you. You're not going to go to the – and I'll never go to the movies again because they're not doing it the way it's supposed to happen. You don't know.
If the TV at home is surpassing
TV
the quality
is surpassing.
At the theater, I can see.
I'll tell you exactly why that is. It has nothing to do with the quality. It's as good and you don't have to go anywhere. It's convenience. You don't mm-hmm. have to go wander around a theater and sit and listen to people eat and talk. And that's the big thing.
But I still,
besides that, the quality of movies is terrible. They have maybe one out of 12 movies is worth your time. And I think people have finally started to go, I'm getting burned more often than I'm not. I want to be able to turn this off and leave for $5.99 a month rather than sit there and spend $20 and find out this thing's a pile of crap. So that's where Netflix has it. The convenience factor is the big thing. I don't think anybody goes to the movies and crosses their arms and goes, man, the quality of my television is so much better than that. I don't think people go for that. If you go to the movies, you're not going to bitch about your house.
Well, you know, and the movie theaters have tried to step it up a little bit. Now you get the reserve seating and the seats recline.
Sure. They're trying to make it more like your house. Essentially, it's not your house. And I mean, I've got a 90-inch television at my house. It's not keeping me from going to the movies. The thing that's keeping me from going to the movies is there's not many good movies anymore.
Bragger.
It is 90 inches. They're very cheap now, though.
A Grease spinoff series called Rydell High is coming to HBO Max.
That'll be great.
HBO Max?
Yep.
With which crew? The original or the Adrian Zemed, Michelle Pfeiffer, Grease 2 crew? Or will they be freshmen?
The series reimagines the original movie. It will feature some characters from it. It's still set in the 50s. There will be big musical numbers with a soundtrack that mixes hit songs from that era to new originals.
Why wouldn't I just want to watch Grease again then?
Well, there's a Grease prequel movie in the works, Summer Loving.
Oh, the
it tells the story of Danny and Sandy's summer on the beach.
It's like the time I nailed Sandy down there at the beach for the summer. I didn't know she was going to go to the same school as me, so I just stuck it in her. And then I thought that'd be the last I'd see her. And then look, oh my God, she's a pink lady.
Tiger Woods is writing a memoir that he hopes will correct some of the speculative and wrong reporting that's been done about him. The title of the book is Back.
Perkins.
It's a dual thing that
play on words, yeah.
He's back in playing again. Yeah. And then it also talks about all the fusing of the spine, the surgeries he had.
Everything I've ever wanted to read.
Yep.
Guy's spinal fusion details.
And we all know that Tiger doesn't lie, so I mean,
right.
whatever
yeah.
he's writing.
I mean, when Tiger writes it down, you're going to be like, see, I told you guys. Tiger would have totally fessed up. He wrote a book. It says here it's a biographical. That means true story.
Sweet Child O' Mine by GNR is the first 80s music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube.
You know what I'd do if I was Tiger Woods just to sell the book? Deny any of the stuff that happened. Just say none of it happened. I don't know
first
why I got
all,
railroaded like
it
this.
It wasn't a 9-iron.
I wouldn't even say it. I wouldn't even say that happened either. I'm like, yeah, I was drunk and I was trying to drive away and I hit
the
tree.
Well, that ship's kind of sailed.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah. No?
Nope. He can write a book. Just for the pure sake of I'm writing a book and it's going to do anything I want. None of it ever happened. Never had sex with anybody outside of my marriage. I was ruined by the media.
Well, just facts don't matter
anymore.
See if
it flies. Yeah, see if it floats. You know, Tiger, and somebody would say it. Tiger wrote the book and said, well, who are we to dismiss it? I don't know, all those other ladies that said it? Who were they? Just make it a big he said, she said. Never met that one. Don't know that one. Don't care.
Early stocking stuffer idea for Christmas coming up for the holidays. You can get some Metallica tube socks. Stance.com. Metallica has designed a couple of pairs, I think 4 different designs. Based on the albums Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning, Master of Puppets, and then general Metallica logo.
I thought I saw Metallica socks at the Zia Records last time.
I'm sure
I was
you
in.
Can.
They're selling all types of rock band socks.
I'm positive.
Maybe right. they have, but this is a new line of socks.
Oh, it's this year. It's the fall 2019 yeah. collection.
Got to stay on top of the
Finally.
Fashion. The
Are those 2017 Metallica socks? Oh, my God. Bumpkin.
Bieber will be wearing them soon.
Yeah, exactly.
They haven't come out with a fleece vest in a while. I had that one for a while.
This guy just emails us. I agree with you, John. Ed Norton is full of crap. And that's the argument I was trying to make.
He did it much shorter.
Bull crap. It's less interesting, but, you know, to the point. Hammer that nail home. That's it. We're all done. It's 10:03. We'll do a little Barnes and Barnes for you to start it off, and you can think. Bill Paxton actually turns out he directed this video for Fish Heads.
There's a video?
There is a video. It's interesting. It was in the heart of videos, so it had to have a video. So there it is. Fish Heads will be the song here in honor of Brady, the winner of today's Rock Wars.
You guys
have yourselves a great Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!